KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says last week's mass shooting in California was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people. Speaking to the nation tonight, he said it's clear the two killers in California had gone down the dark path of radicalization.
So far, we have no evidence that the killers were directed by a terrorist organization overseas or that they were part of a broader conspiracy here at home.
He also said the U.S. can and must make it harder for would-be mass shooters to kill by making it harder for them to get guns. Presidential hopefuls are talking about last week's attack. GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush says a change in gun regulations won't have any effect on the Islamic State group.
The first impulse of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is to have gun control. What the first impulse in my mind is, let's have a strategy to take out ISIS there so we don't have to deal with it here.
He was on ABC's This Week. GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie says there are two changes he would make to attempt to stop terror attacks in the U.S.
Increased intelligence and increased law enforcement activity. That doesn't mean there are guarantees, but if you give these people the tools, they'll act constitutionally and they'll prevent many, many more attacks than we'll get through.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton says along with protecting Americans at home, the U.S. should be doing two other things to destroy the Islamic State group.
Destroy their would-be caliphate in Syria and in Iraq. Number two, do everything we can to dismantle this very effective virtual jihadist network that they are using on the internet.
She was on ABC's This Week. The National Park Service says the U.S. and the U.S. Navy plan to hold a joint memorial service Monday to mark the 74th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack in Hawaii. More than 3,000 guests are expected to attend. This is AP Radio News. Truckloads of wreaths are being sent to more than 1,000 veteran cemeteries across the country. Wreaths Across America says thousands of volunteers will place wreaths on veterans' graves at more than 1,000 cemeteries in all 50 states this year, as well as Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Spokesman Toby Slavin says more than 900,000 wreaths will be placed to send a message next Saturday.
Join us on Saturday, December 12th. Help us place these wreaths. Say the name of the person where you're placing that wreath out loud and help us make sure that they don't have to pass away that second time. I think that's very important to the families.
U2's performance in Paris on Sunday night wasn't just about music. It had a mournful tinge, too. Frontman Bono paid respects to 130 people killed by extremists in Paris and 14 people killed in a mass shooting last week in California. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.